This week, we're profiling Americans affected by the housing crisis. Today, military families. People in the armed services typically move every 3 to 5 years, and that means many of them are forced to sell homes in sluggish real estate markets. And if their property falls into foreclosure, their military careers could potentially be affected. NPR's Adam Hochberg sent this report from San Diego.
For 18 years, Steve Koltoff has been a sailor in the Navy. He's been deployed overseas 6 times and served in 2 wars. Lately, though, he's been preoccupied with a different kind of battle, a fight to save his family's home from foreclosure.
That one's to Greenpoint and National City.
That's the mortgage company.
Yes.
Koltoff has been writing letters and making phone calls to his lender, trying to hold on to his 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath San Diego home. When he bought it 3 years ago, he had no problem paying the $2,000 a month mortgage, but he didn't realize his adjustable rate could eventually double. Now his monthly payment is more than $4,000, more than he can afford on his Navy salary, and Koltoff says his lender isn't willing to restructure the loan.
I've called him several times, and then I had my real estate agent call and try to work some things out to see if we could get the rates lowered. And basically they told me to go pack sand because they wouldn't work with me.
After inquiries from NPR, officials of Greenpoint Mortgage said they are willing to try to come up with a solution to keep Koltoff in his home. But the sailor, who's now preparing for his 7th deployment, is frustrated over an ordeal that's been troubling him and his family for months.
Everybody knows the military makes a lot less than our civilian counterparts, and it's a lot tougher on us because we have to move all the time. And it just stinks, basically, because, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
Koltoff's situation is becoming more common among military personnel. Though the Pentagon doesn't keep statistics on foreclosures, officials say a growing number of service members are struggling with their mortgages. Some, like Koltoff, have seen big jumps in their monthly payments. Others, after being ordered to move to new duty stations, are stuck with homes they can't sell. Keith Kaufman is a manager of the Fleet and Family Support Center at the Coronado Naval Base.
18 months ago, I might get one call a month about somebody who's worried about their mortgage. If I get less than 3 calls a day now, that's a good day. And it's every pay grade. It's from the lowest E1s up to very high officers are suddenly finding themselves in deep trouble because of the declining housing market.
We are starting very shortly before you are seen with the counselors.
So many service members in San Diego are having mortgage problems that Kaufman's base recently hosted a clinic where military families could meet with housing counselors, foreclosure experts, and even bankruptcy lawyers.
Did you bring your mortgage contract by chance?
We brought the notes.
Right.
Navy spouse Suzanne Johnson was there hoping to get her family out from under 2 mortgages, one on the house they live in near her husband's base, the other on a home they've been trying to sell for more than a year. Johnson says the 2 mortgage payments have pushed their household budget beyond its limits.
I have racked up over $50,000 in credit card debt in a year. And part we're going to look to save us is that he is leaving soon, and when he leaves, I don't have to pay to feed him.
So you're looking forward to your husband deploying because your expenses will go down at home.
Yes, because it saves us on our budget.
Johnson says her family considered filing bankruptcy or letting their lender foreclose on one of their homes. But she says they're hesitant to do that because they worry it could harm her husband's career.
The biggest fear and why we knowingly are going further into debt is because my husband's security clearance is in jeopardy. A foreclosure or a bankruptcy, anything bad mars on our record, it could directly affect him and his job. He could not be allowed to do what he does.
That issue of security clearances is a big one for people in the armed forces. Under longstanding military policy, credit histories are among several factors used to decide who can be trusted with classified information. The Pentagon says a small number of service members, fewer than 1% a year, lose their clearances because of debt problems. But officers are quick to say that's unlikely to happen to otherwise responsible people who've become ensnared in the mortgage crisis. Navy Captain Mark Patton heads a military task force on financial issues.
There's a tremendous amount of, we call it scuttlebutt in the Navy, that if you get yourself in financial trouble, you'll lose your job. And in fact, if an individual is seeking help, if they've shown they're working to find solutions to their financial difficulty, the command can help that individual preserve his clearance, preserve his job. It's into our best interests as well as theirs.
Patton worries that what he calls the culture of fear in the military keeps some service members from taking advantage of help that's available to them. Most bases have credit counselors and military lawyers who may be able to get interest rates lowered or block imminent foreclosures. While every home can't be saved, Patton strongly urges personnel to work with the military to try. He says service members who are stressed out over their mortgages are unlikely to be at their best on the battlefield or at the controls of a nuclear submarine. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.